Paul, as Elvis and Larry do shopping for new superheroes, what do you do?
Hey, Light Show, I just wanted to say thanks for helping me out with that little prank.
Larry wasn't too happy about it. I knew it was a dumb idea going in, but he seemed more angry than I thought he'd be.
Larry has a worse disposition than he lets on. Doesn't matter, though. You'll always have that story now, which is a lot more than if you hadn't done it.
I guess. I just don't want it to be the story of how I got fired from Unstoppable Industries.
Would you go work for someone else if they let you go?
Where else would I work? Unstoppable Industries controls 2/3 of the market, and that's geographically. The company owns everywhere that crime happens at scale.
Maybe disaster relief or the fire department or something.
Well, I've thought about it. I'm just not sure there's a good way to make my illusion powers useful for that type of thing.
Well, they're physical, maybe making ladders and stuff.
Well, there's limits. You know, the illusions aren't perfect. I think this is just sort of where I belong.
Well, be where you want to be. I'd be a bigger dick than normal to tell you anything else. Anyway, I figure the best way to get off Lowry's list is to go ahead and get some work done. Can you get me the files for McDonald's kidnapping? I'll see if there's anything I can do with them.
Oh, yeah. And Lightshow shares with you the data that he's got on the kidnapping. It's disappointingly not much. Lowry and Elvis quickly hit a dead end and went on the attack.
Looks cold already. This is just embarrassing.
No kidding, right? In just a few days, too.
I'll see if I can pop it in the microwave, but who knows. I want to go talk to this Gavin Blevins guy. You want to come with me?
For interrogation? He's a witness, though, not a criminal.
An innocent person is going to be terrified to talk to Kimon, the Slayer of Men. You don't send the attack dog just to ask questions. Criminal won't feel all that safe either, come to think, but if we want straight answers, I'm going to need a good cop.
Well, in that case, yeah. Terry and I don't have anything that we need to do right now, so we'll come along.
Great. Who's driving? Me, you, or Terry?
You know it's either you or Terry.
You know I know. But I'll drive. I hate sitting in the back. Terry can ride shotgun.
Look, you're going to have to respect my rules or else I'm not going to go with you.
All right, fine. But you know what's awkward for me?
The three of you pile into Lightshow's fancy car, with Terry sitting in the back and awkwardly avoiding eye contact. You drive down to the apartment where Gavin lives, go upstairs, and knock on the door. Gavin answers and says, "Oh, superheroes. I was wondering when you guys would get here. Honestly, the waiting has been the worst part of it all. You know it's all gotta happen, but they do it all on their own time. You know, they don't tell you when." "Okay, sorry, you can come in."
"You Gavin Blevins?"
"Yeah, that's me. The guy whose credentials got stolen to break into McDonald's mansion."
"All right, Mr. Blevins, I gotta warn you. I'm a very bad cop, so I'm going to ask you a bunch of dumb questions, and you're going to have to be patient with me while my friend Lightshow here helps me out."
"Aren't you Kimon, the Slayer of Men?"
"Yeah, I'm real good at slaying men, but I'm old, and all the rest of this stuff doesn't come naturally to me."
Lightshow says, "You're not that bad of a cop, Kimon. Don't worry, Mr. Blevins, we just wanted to follow up on your FBI interview."
"Yeah, all right, so first dumb question. Can you just go over the highlights of what you told them?"
Gavin says, "You mean they didn't give you, a transcript or anything? I don't know how this works."
"I could ask for one, but then I gotta wait for them to hand it over, and this is a lot faster. Bureaucracy sucks, man."
"Okay, yeah, I get that. Well, then basically I told them how it happened. I was here, and the green dude showed up in my apartment. I had a gun, but he broke it, and after that I was kidnapped. He stole my credentials, and he put me in a freeway overpass, and that's really all I know."
"All right, and he didn't offer you anything? Try to cut you in for any deals or payments?"
I mean, no, he didn't have to. I mean, I guess he let me keep living, which is like a deal."
"Look, as long as you didn't accept anything from him, you haven't committed a crime. Being offered a payment or otherwise getting scammed somehow isn't illegal so long as you didn't take anything."
"He gave me Lunchables and ice cream. And he let me watch YouTube. Is that a criminal offense?"
"Well, I think it depends on how much value there was in the Lunchables and the ice cream. And I don't know how to quantify the value of watching YouTube. Like, your eyes are worth practically nothing to them, but I mean, maybe if he showed you something you really liked, there'd be some kind of value there that'd be hard to defy, like a lawyer might... Lightshow, about how much ice cream would it take for that to be legal?"
Lightshow says, "Well, Kimon, Mr. Blevins, It's up to the DA, or in this case the FBI, to actually bring charges if they feel it's warranted, but in this case I don't think they'd actually do that."
"Not unless he gave you, $1,000 worth of Lunchables, right?"
"Well, I mean, if there was, a material benefit, they might look at it, but I don't think they tried to pay Mr. Blevins in Lunchables."
"Did he give you any Legos?"
Gavin says, "No. I didn't get any Legos. Why would he give me Legos?"
"Not everybody knows this, but Lego sets tend to go for a lot of money. So what happens sometimes is criminals will buy each other Lego sets, and then they resell those sets online. Tricks like that are common where it comes to small-time laundering."
"Well, I'm not selling Legos. Or lunchable stockpiles. I think I need a food license for that. I'm not selling anything. He didn't give me anything.
Well, that tells us the guy might be an amateur. In my day, we gave people Legos. And you know, they're only getting more expensive, Legos.
I didn't know about the Legos or anything about
them. It can be a good idea to keep an emergency stockpile of Legos if you ever need cash and you don't want the IRS to ask a lot of questions over it.
Light Show asks, do you have a lot of Lego sets at home, Kimon?
Are you kidding? I never have the time to build a Lego set.
But to sell, though, you just said...
Look, if I'm gonna stockpile Legos to occasionally squeeze a few $100 of secret wealth into my hands once per year, I would play with the things. I don't have time to play with Legos, ergo no, I don't have a secret stash of Legos.
Gavin says, is this how superheroes normally interview people?
No, normally I keep the Lego thing a secret. We don't want the layman knowing about it.
What is with you people? What kind of mind does it take to dress up in bright colors, walk into a man's home after he's been through a kidnapping, then start giving him tips on how to launder money with Legos?
Look, to be a real crime stopper, you gotta try to think about what it takes to be a real stopper in the door of crime. The guy who made wedge-shaped door stoppers was a genius, and I aim to be that guy except with crime. So anyway, let's change the subject. Did the green guy talk at all about the money that he would be given by Kelvin McDonald? Like, for example, did he ever talk about buying... like a whole lot of Legos.
No, he didn't talk about what he'd do with the money. At least not in front of me. There were three of them there, but only one of them wore a super suit, and the other two were just street clothes. But I'm pretty sure they were all super. They didn't talk about Legos.
Okay. I write down no Legos on a notepad, put it on the table where he can see, and then underline it three times.
Do you have any leads on who the green guy might have been? Is he going to get arrested soon?
That's an ongoing investigation. But sometimes you can catch a criminal just by going online and seeing who came into a bunch of Legos recently.
Mr. Kimon, the man asked for a ransom of $50 million. I don't think he bought $50 million worth of Legos.
Well, there you'd be surprised, Mr. Blevins. You can buy a Lego Star Destroyer for about $2,000 right now and then resell the thing for almost the same amount. Some people will pay almost anything for a Lego Star Destroyer. By my math, that'd be about 25,000 Star Destroyers sitting in a warehouse waiting for resale. It's doable.
Light Show says, Kimon, are we about done? I don't want to rush you, but you seem really stuck on this Lego thing. And if that's a lead that we ought to be pursuing, then maybe we ought to see if anyone bought a huge shipment of Legos. Mr. Blevin wouldn't know anything about that.
Underline no Legos one more time. Well, the FBI has the rest of the questions they asked you, so I'm sure you gave them a detailed account. And I'll have to have a look at that. Just know they always forget to ask about the Legos, those guys.
Gavin says, okay. Well, thanks for stopping by. Am I done now with all of this?
You might be asked to testify when we catch the perpetrators, but otherwise you're done as far as I'm concerned. But if your kidnappers try to contact you again, call this number. I may not be a good cop, but there's not a villain alive today who can beat me in a fight. I'll put that guy down.
Okay, Gavin says as he sees you out. And as soon as he's out and shuts the door, Light Show turns to you and says, what the heck was that?
Okay, that didn't exactly turn out like I planned it to.
When you said good cop, bad cop, I thought you meant the classical scenario, where you act mean and I act nice. Although for talking to a witness, I wasn't totally sure what you had planned, except that maybe you knew you could get too mean. I mean, that's what you told me. I wasn't expecting to be part of dumb cop, confused cop.
Well, I was trying out like a different technique to take him off his guard, and I was going to get him maybe just talking casually about stuff. But I kind of dead-ended myself on the Lego thing. Sorry, I screwed up.
Look, I don't want you to take this the wrong way, but maybe you're starting to get up there in age, like a little. That was really bad. I mean, like, slip-ups happen, but that was a really bad slip-up, Paul.
All right, come on. I'm not too old. Just that I haven't been sleeping. And being dead didn't count. Coming back to life makes a guy tired. I'm still tired.
Oh, yeah. I didn't think about that. I guess it would, wouldn't it? Like getting over a bad injury. Maybe you ought to take a little time off.
You know Larry's watching me like a hawk now. If he thinks I'm slacking off, it'll be trouble for me.
Well, okay, how about this? What if I keep impersonating you? You know, just for like a week, and you can rest up and see how you feel.
I don't know, Light Show.
Come on,
I mean,
we don't expect a guy to work after a major injury or something. If dying took a lot out of you, then don't come into work. Cover for you, okay? That's what a good coworker does. Lowry will never know.
If Lowry found out, he'd be pissed.
Look, we work salary, and I mean, you're going to get paid the same amount. You're supposed to have sick days, but I know you probably never take them. It's fine. He's never going to find out.
Did I really seem that bad? Like, you couldn't tell I was trying to go for something?
I haven't worked with you a lot lately, but that was not the guy I remembered in there. And I'll be honest, retiring after an actual death wouldn't be like... I mean, it wouldn't be shameful. It'd be like leaving the force after being shot or something. People retire.
I can't picture leaving the job. Look, maybe I will just go home and get some rest. I'll ruminate on things a little, though. I guess another thing I wanted to ask is the FBI watching Blevins for anything?
According to the files I saw, they don't think Blevins is guilty of anything. His story checks out. Seems he's just an unfortunate victim.
All right, well, that's all I can think of for now. So I guess I'll drive us back to my apartment and call it a day, but before I leave, I want to scan the area just to double-check to make sure there's nobody staking out Gavin's apartment.
It doesn't seem like it, unless they're really good at hiding. For all it's worth, Gavin really was kidnapped, and whatever role he played didn't have to be very willing. The FBI isn't going to waste money keeping an eye on every person who was involved in the case if there's no good reason to, and outside of being paranoid due to the magnitude of your recent crimes, if it were you, you wouldn't waste time watching Gavin either.
Well, then that's it. I'll drive myself home and say goodbye to Light Show.
Terry hops in the driver's seat. Light Show says, "Hey, just call me when you're feeling better. Or even if you're not, okay? Keep in touch."
All right, will do. After he leaves, I'm going to go inside, put on a disguise. I want to make myself look a bit like Gavin's older brother. After I'm all set, hop on the subway, ride on down to Gavin's area, then call his home from his parking lot.
Gavin answers the phone. Hello?
Hello, Mr. Blevins. I hope I find you well.
Is this the green guy?
Some people are calling me the doomed man. However, I find the name ironic, considering that I've recently come into quite a lot of money, and I feel rather fortunate. How about yourself, Mr. Blevins? Were you laid off by your company?
Yeah. Yeah, you were right. They laid me off. Thought maybe being kidnapped might change their minds, but HR was like a brick wall. They scheduled the termination already, and the whole McDonald thing had nothing to do with it, they said.
Well, I suppose now you can begin applying for new jobs. In this environment, however, we know how few applications will ever see the eyes of a human. You could apply for unemployment, but that will require jumping through every hoop they could imagine. This country would do anything in its power but to help you. Or, if you like, I have an opening for an interview with my own company right now.
Look, fella, I told you before, I'm not a criminal. I'm just not cut out for it. I can't do crime. It's not me.
Gavin, I need someone to manage paperwork. You know, payroll, contracts, that sort of thing. I don't need you to rob banks.
Well, why me for that?
Because we have a working relationship, and I need someone to understand that the legitimate parts of the business are only a portion of the business. All I ask is that you do legitimate work, but not get nosy. If I send you employees, you'll place them on payroll. If the company asks you to buy property with depreciating value, then sign the paperwork. If you ask nothing, you will learn nothing. And you'll find that this relationship provides you a certain amount of job security.
You know, I gotta be honest. After you kidnapped me, I thought they'd find you right away. But I get the impression that nobody knows anything about anything. You know Kimon the Slayer, a man came around looking for you?
That poor man is looking for a lot of things.
Yeah, well, he was looking for you and he was looking for Legos. He kept asking me about Legos. Nobody knows nothing about anything.
But you and I and the whole world know it takes money to survive. They get paid for what they do and no one cares. How will you get paid?
All right, I gotta admit, I can't make ends meet without work. I need a job. Where do I go for the interview?
It'll be between you and me. I give Gavin the address to an abandoned gas station a little way out of town.
Okay, I'm looking at this address online, and it's just the middle of nowhere. You're gonna kill me? I swear, I just want a job.
I'm not going to kill you, Mr. Blevins, but I'm one of America's most wanted. I stole the equivalent of pennies from the world's richest man, and now my every step will be along the edge of a knife. I'll wait there. If you miss your appointment, I can't offer you employment. If you don't want employment... then don't meet me there.
Okay, all right, I'm going. I'll be there. Gavin hangs up.
All right, I'm going to pretend to be checking the mail downstairs from Gavin's apartment room. I'm listening to see if he calls the police, and of course keeping an eye on my own phone.
He doesn't call anyone. Gavin gets his stuff, then goes out the front door.
I wave awkwardly as he goes past. Hey, neighbor. And then shadow him to his truck. Once he gets in, knock on the window.
Gavin rolls down his window a crack. Hello?
On second thought, Mr. Blevins, I suppose I can come to you.
Are you the green guy?
The very man. And apologies. Asking you to meet me in some far-off locale was just a little test of loyalty. That was your whole interview, my friend. You have all the qualifications that we're looking for, and I believe you're hired.
So I don't need to go out of town?
Not unless you'd like to. No, instead, I'll just send you a welcome aboard package with a list of things that I'd like you to do. I'll get you a number for a lawyer that we can hire to help you through the process. You'll do paperwork when we need it, and there we are.
So, I know you told me not to ask questions, but what exactly is the plan from here? I mean, just settle down and live off that money? Like, you can't turn kidnapping into a business, surely.
Well, kidnapping isn't really a very scalable kind of industry, no. It'll mainly be real estate. It's a good place to hide money that one shouldn't have, and if we do well, we'll make more money. And if not, then we'll have to find other sources of income. But that won't be your area.
So I'll just be getting paperwork and working with a lawyer to make sure the whole thing is set up properly. And that's it?
Yes, and I'll also get you some associates to help you find properties. Though, here's where your hiring will make the most sense. I'd also like to see you hire a few people just to act as basic security at the places that we purchase. Nothing spectacular or expensive. You'll have an idea of our income, so try to be reasonable. You understand security, so I trust you'll know what's reasonable.
Okay, yeah. That's in my wheelhouse.
You may also make a few hires to help you with the basics. A secretary to help you organize, for example. And you'll effectively be running a small company. The more practical and less shady it is, the better.
I've never run a business before.
You'll learn as you go, and here's your motivation. The better you run this business, the less practical crime we have to commit. A job well done, and we won't have to stock the bank account with dirty money. Or, that is, not street money.
Yeah, okay. I don't want to know about that stuff.
Indeed. That stuff would involve conflict with rival gangs, and ultimately drugs, likely. There are two types of criminal organizations. White-collar criminals who navigate the upper echelons of crime. This includes businessmen, politicians, and other types of upper-class fiends. However, at the street level, income has to be scalable. That's done by selling a product. But the corporate criminals have usually secured and monopolized all the legitimate products. Ergo, if things go badly enough, that would mean drugs and turf wars over who can sell the drugs where. I'd also prefer for you not to hear about that, Mr. Blevins, whether directly from me or from the news reporting on it. Do a good job and we'll be white collar. Do a very good job and maybe you'll become friends with the people who write those laws in the first place.
Me? But aren't they gonna recognize the guy who was kidnapped with Kelvin McDonald?
Maybe. But that day is a long ways off at best. And maybe not you, exactly. Maybe a representative. That's a pie-in-the-sky thing, though, if you ever grow ambitious. For now, it's simply that if you run a good business, the collar will be more white than red.
The bottom line for me is, as long as you pay me and I get health insurance, I'll do what I gotta do. It just is how it is, but I got some expensive medications I have to take care of.
Then all's well. You'll get your employment package in the mail, Mr. Blevins.